Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Drinking and driving doesn't just happen around the holidays. How can motorists determine there might be a drunk driver on the road?
There's some key things that you can look at for behavior of people in driving that should maybe arouse some suspicion. Things like somebody making unusually wide turns. They're weaving. They're swerving. Maybe they're going back and forth within their lane of travel. All of those things would be unusual and can indicate some levels of impairment. If somebody is speeding, or if they're driving way too slow, they stop suddenly without any apparent cause, they have inconsistent turn signals, they're driving with their headlights off when it's dark, or they have their high beam on and they never dim the lights. Those are all indicators. That doesn't necessarily mean that the person is automatically under the influence of drugs or alcohol, but it could be an indicator. And the other thing is, maybe they're having a medical emergency. So the same thing, we still want law enforcement to get out there. Maybe it's not a drunk driver. Maybe it's somebody in distress. You know, we love designated drivers. Sometimes if you're going to a party with some friends, you can kind of play spin bottle and see who's not going to drink that night. That's always a great game, but it is a responsible game. And I don't think you always have to drink just to have fun. So if you can save somebody's life by being the responsible party, that is outstanding. If you have had a little bit to drink, well, then you may do a couple of things. I know it's hard to find a cab out here because I tried to do that. And so if you can't find a cab, maybe most everybody nowadays has a cell phone. You can call a friend, see if they can't get you home safely and securely, or you can wait it out. And that becomes just time that you have to invest to let the alcohol dissipate from your body. The old adage of drink a bunch of coffee, that doesn't work. That just gives us a wide awake drunk. You can make sure that maybe you've got just one or two people who are actually pouring the drinks and making sure that there are a responsible amount of alcohol in there instead of a irresponsible amount of alcohol in each and every glass. You can offer some alternatives to just alcohol. And of course, sometimes people get a little bit confused about the difference between hard liquor and beer. Well, if you drink a can of beer, it's about the same as if you're drinking, you know, pretty hefty hard liquor drink. So, count the drinks, have alternatives, serve food, and as the evening winds down, well, maybe it's time to switch over in a way from the alcohol.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.